It's a low white brick building on the banks of the Yahara River, beside a city bike path and just behind a popular East Side tavern. The center is surrounded by a high fence topped with barbed wire. To enter, you must pass through an electronic gate staffed by Madison police officers. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy says the security is necessary because of the intense passions on both sides of the recall campaign. Passions, he says, that are different from the quiet diligence of the people working behind the locked doors.
We have so much information out there and at varying degrees of credibility. So much of it's just driven by the passion that people bring to it. I prefer the passion you see here. It's sort of an understated passion of, let me do my job and get it done right.
Getting it done right is a painstaking process of checking each signature and address on each petition twice and then going through the process again when the candidates facing recalls submit their challenges. Kennedy says one misconception that's driving the criticism of the verification process stems from a misunderstanding of the state's recall statute.
The law that we're operating under gives all of the petitions a presumption of validity when you come in. Many of the people that are second-guessing what we're doing start with a presumption of invalidity. And they say, well, you have to assume that people were cheating. And the law is just the opposite.
The GAB has until mid-March to determine whether the petitions are sufficient for a recall. And Kennedy says he's still not sure whether they'll meet the deadline. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.